the last week of summer, as Siobhan Ryan of Metairn reminded us earlier, which means, well, understandable griping, obviously, about the kind of summer we've had. It's also the last days before the start of the new school year, and today, the launch of a school road safety campaign. With us, the Chief Executive of the Road Safety Authority, Moya Murdoch. Good morning.
Good morning,
and welcome.
Cathal.
It's been a bad weekend on the roads, obviously. Do you want to say anything just about that? Because we don't know all the circumstances, but five deaths.
Yes, again, Cathal, unfortunately, this weekend we saw five relatively young people lose their lives on our roads. The weather in the over the weekend was pretty appalling. So I'd just like to wish, offer my sympathies to those families. It is a tragedy when every Monday morning you're waking up to hear of another number of families who have to deal with the tragic loss of someone in their family through road collision.
Now, the campaign you're launching today will consist of what?
Yes, today we have our annual Back to School campaign, where we will be launching the awareness campaign in tandem with ESB Networks, where we'll be giving out over 85,000 high-vis jackets to every pupil starting school this year. So every first class pupil will get a pack with a high-vis jacket and a number of other items, just raising awareness and helping parents, guardians and teachers prioritise road safety in school. And that's where, you know, it is good to start at an early age and get the message across of how important it is to use the road safely.
Now, according to statistics, is school a particularly dangerous place? Because I can't recall the last time somebody was killed, a child was killed outside of school.
Well, thankfully, Cathal, it is a very rare occasion that we would have a child killed at the school gates. However, it is a high risk area, and all too often we do see injuries and serious injuries there, considering the size of the individual involved. More and more, especially with the increase in traffic on our roads, we are seeing major congestion at school gates, and it's often quite competitive to get in there. It's a bit of a rat race. School buses can't pull in safely to their designated spot. We see parents behave appallingly in terms of mounting footpaths, parking on double lines, and just not respecting the actual traffic plans around school gates. So we really are urging schools in tandem with boards, school boards and parents to come up with safe traffic management plans around those areas and to adhere to them.
Yeah, not always easy. I mean, I'm thinking of several schools in city areas, for example, where
More so in city areas.
Parking at all is very, very difficult.
Very difficult, but you have to try and plan your journey that you're not rushing at the end. Often parents are trying to get to work themselves, so they take chances and they're more concerned about getting to work on time rather than the safety of not just their own children, but other children.
And we're talking about, obviously, in a context where we're talking about people arriving in cars and vehicles, and that's another issue about whether and how more children could come other ways, walking and cycling. But in relation to just the roads, does the Road Safety Authority have a position on speed limits?
We would definitely offer guidance, and we do a serious amount of research on where collisions occur, what areas of roads are most at risk. We have the statistical analysis on what type of roads, whether they're high speed, low speed.
It would seem obvious, according to the stats, that the slower the traffic moves, the safer it is for those if unfortunately somebody is hit, which would lead you to, you would think, a 30-kilometre limit.
30-kilometre.
Do you favour that?
We would indeed, absolutely.
Have you recommended it, or have you any policy
on it? Yes, the Road Safety Authority would be recommending that a 30-kilometre an hour speed limit or lower around schools be introduced.
Why hasn't it happened?
Well, it has happened in a lot of areas. Local authorities are now, as you were aware, looking at introducing 20-kilometre an hour zones. That is part of the next road traffic bill, that local authorities will have the authority to introduce 20-kilometre an hour zones in residential areas. They already have the powers to introduce 30-kilometre an hour zones, and they have done so in many...
As far as you're concerned, they should.
Absolutely, we would recommend that, and that is best practice around many other European jurisdictions. In the UK, for instance, in Edinburgh, almost 80% of the city area is now a 30 kilometre an hour or 20 mile per hour zone. So countries with the best safety record in terms of road safety have a a very strong ethos towards 30 kilometre an hour zones.
Certainly, if you'd imagine any parent, if your child is going to be hit by a vehicle, better to be travelling slowly. The context, by the way, we should mention, the context actually in terms of, although there's a lot of every road death, is every road death is one too many, but the context for children dying on the roads is actually...
It has improved
this year.
The trend
is good this year.
Yes, absolutely. Last year we had a dreadful year where we saw 14 children lose their lives. So far this year we have three. It's three too many. Two pedestrians and one passenger.
And not near schools?
Not near schools, no. They were actually very different situations, each one of them, but they weren't either in schools or residential areas. So we would certainly support, and hopefully that message is getting out there to slow down in residential areas, and we are hopefully seeing that awareness among drivers, you know, that it is risky and they need to slow down.
All right. Well, good luck with that campaign for schools and road safety, which starts today. Moya Murdoch of the RSA. Thank you. 11 minutes to 9.